Sonia Richmond and Sean Morton quit their jobs, sold their London, Ontario home, and set out to walk the Trans-Canada Trail. All of it. By the way, that is 27,000 kilometers. The experienced hikers started on the East Coast, and now they've arrived in Manitoba 3 years later, wearing backpacks and hauling little wagons behind them. They've experienced every kind of weather and terrain and seem to embody the saying, it is better to travel hopefully than to arrive. To find out more about their cross-Canada trek, we've reached Sonia Richmond in Neepawa. Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So take us back. Why did you decide, why did you and Sean decide to walk the entire 27,000 kilometers of trail of the Trans-Canada Trail?
Well, we both had desk jobs and we just really weren't enjoying sitting in front of computer screens all day, every day. And so we started to hike across Europe and we loved that. And one of the most frequently asked questions we got over there was, you know, you guys are from Canada. It's one of the most beautiful countries on earth. Why aren't you walking across your own country? And so we really started to think about it, you know, why not? And at the same time, we had a younger relative who was really struggling with an addiction to video gaming. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, we're just going to switch up our lives. We're going to try and do something different and start experiencing the world and our country. And we decided we'd just head out, cross Canada, and along the way, try to inspire as many people as we can to get out there for themselves and see the natural beauty and the wonder that are part of this country.
Mm-hmm. What are your goals on this trip?
So we've set out to try and just inspire people to see Canada for themselves and to try and turn some of their screen time into green time. That's one of our big goals. So we're sharing our story through blogs, through photos. We're sharing a lot of wildlife and nature, and especially birds. And one of the reasons we're focused on birds is because they are everywhere. They're free and they're fun to watch. And so they're really accessible to everyone. I think during COVID, a lot of people discovered that, you know, you can have this connection to nature right in your backyard through birds. And so that's what we're really just trying to highlight for people.
So how has the trek gone for you so far? You're 3 years into this. Has everything gone according to plan?
Oh, not at all. our plan pretty much fell apart on day one. It was June. There was a snowstorm. We weren't expecting it. But, you know, we've just come to embrace the fact that it's more about the journey than the destination. We thought this was going to be a three-year hike. 3 years later, we're not done. We're halfway through. We're in Manitoba. But it has been absolutely fantastic. The nature, the landscapes, and the amazing people that we've met along the way. It's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that on day one, your plans already got derailed. You said you got snow?
We did. We set out on the East Coast Trail in Newfoundland. We thought we were going to do about 30 kilometers of hiking, and about halfway through the day, the weather turned from a really hot, sunny day into really high winds and sleet and snow, and we were sort of rappelling backwards down a cliff on this rope ladder, which we had no idea that was, you know, part of this trail. So things just, you know, went awry from there. But we got down the cliff safely. We camped. We spent the night. We regrouped and, you know, we continued on.
So did you have, you know, the proper footwear or jackets on you? How do you prepare for being on the trail for so long?
Well, we do take the winters off, so we don't hike in the winter. And a lot of it is just guessing. Like, we try to know as much about the trail as we can before we leave. But obviously, you know, there are a lot of surprises along the way. We do have sort of shoulder season gear, so we didn't freeze when it snowed on us. But we've also found ourselves, last year we started out with winter gear because we thought it was going to be cold, and it was 34 the first day we were on the trail. It was really hot.
Wow.
So sometimes we just guess wrong.
Yeah. So what do you bring with you?
Well, we have a tent. We try to camp as much as we can along the way. You know, sleeping bags, all the stuff we need to eat. We have food with us. Usually we don't need more than 7 days or so of food. That's been our longest stretch that we've had to go between resupplies. And apart from that, we have different sort of gear for different years. So this year we're heading across Manitoba and the prairies, and we've started taking these little pull carts with us. And that's mostly to help us carry more water. We have, I think, 15 liters of water each, mm-hmm. and that's just too heavy to carry. So we have those carts. And another thing that's new this year is we have little sun umbrellas to help us sort of have a little bit of portable shade, because the heat has been one of the challenges so far this year.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's been hot, it's been dry. So besides the heat and it being so dry, what are some of the other challenges that you're seeing on this leg of your journey?
I guess right now, forest fires, just there's a lot of smoke out here, but mostly it's just been the heat and the dryness. It's giving us sort of a taste of what the farmers and the wildlife out here are facing. Like it's been sort of hard. Mm-hmm. But I guess so far in Manitoba, it hasn't, like, we've really enjoyed it. It's been beautiful, stunningly beautiful out here. And I think we've been lucky. We haven't run into any major problems so far. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are the trails like in Manitoba?
Well, we've had two sort of really different experiences, both of which were amazing. So we started in Whiteshell Provincial Park. So the southern part of that was absolutely gorgeous, like these sort of gravel trails through the Shield Country and all the little lakes. And we actually did that last fall. So the fall colors were brilliantly gorgeous. And then this year we started in Winnipeg and we went down the Crow Wing Trail to Emerson. And that was a completely different sort of agricultural landscape. And it was incredibly beautiful and full of history. Like along the way, we went through these historical towns and we got to see lots of cairns and stuff, learned a lot about the history of the region. And I mean, that was incredibly beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What are the memories that stand out for you so far on your trek?
I think for Manitoba, one of our favorite ones is just watching the sunrise over the field. Like that is an incredibly beautiful time of day. And we've seen, you know, deer sort of leaping through the fields. One morning we saw a mother black bear with two little cubs frolicking on the road. Mm. And of course the bird song, like all the prairie birds are different out here than what we've encountered in Eastern Canada so far. Mm-hmm. So hearing those, seeing those, it's been so exciting.
So what's next for you, Sonia? What are you and Sean going to be, or where you're going to be heading next?
So we're in Neepoa right now, and I think we're just about to start the Rossburn Subdivision Trail, I think. So a rail trail, and we'll be heading up toward Riding Mountain Provincial Park and then sort of making our way north towards the Saskatchewan border.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sonia, thank you so much for taking the time to share your experience with us today. Have fun on the rest of your trip, and thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
That is Sonia Richmond and her partner, Sean Morton. They are Trans-Canada Trail hikers. They are hiking all 27,000 kilometers of the Canada Trail. Sonia spoke to us from Neepoa. If you want to follow their journey, check it out at #HikeForBirds and also their website, comewalkwithus.online.